in Simin Tafresh Nun Ches. We are up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. Ein adam yotzi deichav also biyom rishon belulav shel chavero shehishila. You cannot be yotzi the lulav on the first day with someone else's lulav that you borrowed. The bi'inon lochem mishalochem. The pasuk says ulkachtem lochem bayom rishon, and it has to be your own. Vafilu ami yehishaloch ad sheteitzebo vachakak yehishali. Even if he says, well, it should be yours until you're makayim your mitzvah, and then it should be mine again. Kibitchila, like in the beginning, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Davikamo shal, what you mean by that is I'm lending it to you. Whereas vimnas lo b'matana mutter, if someone gives it to you as a matana to be kona for keeps, that's all right. So now, if you borrow someone's lulav and the person isn't around, his wife gives it to you with the halacha of nichalei le'inish that there's an umdina that a person wants other people to makayim mitzvahs with their lulav. The halacha is that you're not yotza. Maybe the person would not have wanted it to become yours. The Bikur Yaakov claims that even if we'd find out later that he really wanted it to be yours, that's not called anything more than she'ula. You need a ma'isa kinyan. How can you be kona from someone when he's not there? The Magen Avraham says that if a person lends you the lulav on Yom Rishon to be yotza, then obviously his kavan is to be maknit to you because he knows you can't be yotza otherwise. The taz is machna. So la halacha, we are knowing to say, I'm giving it to you as a matana, and we'll see, we do a matana amanas la'achzir. Now, the Mishtabura says that when you buy a lulav, you should see to it that you paid before yontif. This is true of all the arba minim. To make sure that you pay before yontif, because it could be that it's not really yours, so long as you still owe the money. And he reminds us that the same halacha applies to our ravis. You have to make sure to pay for them before yontif. Now, the Mechaber Shita is that if you tell someone, I want this to be a temporary kinyan, I want you to be kona until after yotza, the Mechabra holds that that's called a she'ela, it's not called a matana. So there's a famous ktsos, the ktsos brings a ra'ah, that there's such a thing as a kinyan lizman, that it's possible to have a kinyan gomer that lasts only up to a certain point. The Mechabra obviously doesn't hold of it. The Nesivis too is cholik on the ktsos, and he holds like the Mechabra that a kinyan lizman is she'ela, it's not a kinyan gomer.